What up, what up? It's another edition of This Is Recorded Podcast. Special edition. I got somebody that's known me for a long time, and I've known him even longer than he knew him. My brother Mookie is joining us today.
Mookie, the last time I trusted you, we ended up with a son.
Let's get into it. Mookie, how are you?
I'm doing good, man. How about yourself?
Man, good, good, man. It was good seeing you. You just touched down from the motherland, Africa, and came to visit us here in Atlanta. So, you know, my brother's a Marine. He's, out there doing what he gotta do.
Hey, homie, this big left hook calling from San Quentin. And sometimes shit get fucked up. My little homie Young Red's got the podcast, but if you don't want to get fucked up, keep listening. Word.
Oh, man, you got us cut off.
Yeah, my fault, man.
What happened? You, what happened?
Nah, all I did was, I went to minimize my screen. I hit the side button and the whole call cut off.
Oh, well, that it'll be funny. I was just saying, like, you was in Africa and all that, in the Marines, and now you back. You know, you've been gone for like a year or so, and you about to do another joint. How's it feel to be back in the U.S.?
It's cool.
Oh, okay.
It's a lot different, but it's cool.
Yeah. So, I know you was telling me you kind of prefer to be gone more than here. Like, why is that a little bit? Why you prefer to be, like, you know, out the country or whatever?
Well, I like traveling. I like experiencing other cultures. And, I mean, you know, it's not that many times that I'm going to be able to do that once my career is over. So I figured, you know, take advantage of it as much as I can.
Yeah. I mean, that shit makes sense. I love to travel, man. I love to see different cultures and see different things and not just be ignorant and like, oh, that's what I heard. It's like this. Like, no, you actually know. So that shit is good. That shit's real good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I was born in New York. You was born in New York. I stayed there for five years or whatever, and then we moved. And you was a baby when we moved. So we moved to Virginia, for those who don't know. So what's your earliest memories of Virginia, and what did you remember about Virginia?
I guess I'll say I remember Applebee's. That's one of the best ones.
So, obviously, yeah. People that don't know this don't know about Applebee's. So, tell them a little about Applebee's.
Well, as a very small child, I snuck over there in the middle of the night.
Did you know what the fuck you was doing at Applebee's? Like, what were you doing at Applebee's?
I didn't know what I was doing. I just thought Applebee's, I was an enthusiast. I was fascinated with it for some reason. I just thought it was cool.
Was it Monday Night Football or what the fuck? What was going on? Monday Night Football? Was it dollar drinks? What was wrong with you?
I don't even remember why I ran over there.
And how old do you think you was?
I don't even remember.
How old you think you was?
Like, probably like, I think like 5 or 6 years old around that time. Because, yeah, I was just going into kindergarten, so yeah, around that age.
Yeah, you always been like an adventurous dude, man. You did your own shit. You know, like, I remember, like, we had this big-ass skateboard that wasn't cool. Probably like a $5, $10 skateboard. And you used to be out there practicing tricks on it and shit. And then all of a sudden, you was, like, really doing skateboard. Like, you got your own, your dad opened a shop and all this shit. And, like, you start going and, damn, like, you just really, really got into the skateboard. What's about you that when you get invested in something, what is it about you when you get invested in something that you just going to figure that shit out? No matter if it's a big, ugly skateboard until you get the right skateboard.
I think it's just, I guess my interest. Once I'm interested in something, I can't, it's hard for me to, like, get out of it unless I lose interest.
Yeah. And then you came and visited me in California when I graduated back in 06, real nigga shit. But tell me about what you did when you came to visit me in 06.
Oh, yeah, California. We went there for your graduation, and I also got to go to, Venice Beach, which, got to see skateboarders that were just a lot of levels above me. I'll say that. And that's my first time going to that side of the U.S. on top of that. Got to experience the West Coast for a little bit, and I thought that was very interesting, and, enough to make me want to go back.
Yeah, man. So it's always been cool, little brother, big brother thing. I feel like you always been a rebel. You kind of did your own thing, but were you ever influenced by me or anything that I did? Did you want to do, or you kind of always went your own way?
I think there's some things that you've done. I never wore, fitted hats or nothing until I saw you and your friend Riley doing that.
Yeah.
I never wore that.
And
sort of like clothing and stuff.
Oh, yeah. And wrestling, we all were in wrestling. I can't take credit for that.
I'll say you got me into that.
Yeah, I mean, everybody was watching it, so I wasn't going to take no credit for that. But, man, we loved it, man. I remember, people don't know, do your history. It was in Richmond, Virginia when The Rock came out. He wasn't even on SmackDown. When SmackDown first started, he came out in church shoes and fucking slid into the people's elbow. It's got to be in your top three of people's elbow. Everybody's top three. That was
I remember that one.
That was in Richmond, fucking Virginia, man. That one was in Richmond.
Yeah, I remember that one. That was the best people's elbow ever.
Okay, and can you tell them about the story about the 7-year itch and us bouncing you off the trampoline and tell people what a 7-year itch is?
Yeah, so that is 7-year itch or shooting star press. It's a backflip when you, you land on your opponent. But on a trampoline, you need someone bigger than you to give you that bounce in the air. And I had a person that was too big where when he gave me the bounce to give me the air I needed, I launched myself too forward when I was too high in the air to where I went off of the trampoline and landed on my back. And actually, I remember the person who did it was Jeremy, who gave me that bounce. He gave me the pressure to shoot up.
I never in my life seen somebody get that fucking high. And then when I knew you was going off the trampoline, I was like, oh, shit. He's about to fall. And then, it was one of those big brother, little brother moments. Nah, you all right, man. You all right? Nah, don't cry, man. You all right? That shit was funny, man. Yeah, but, man, you always been a warrior, man. I never really seen you cry, man, like that. You always been a pretty tough dude, man. So, yeah. So, what is it like growing up in Chesterfield, Virginia? What would you say?
To me, it was pretty simple. It's not much going on. It's very, now it's better, but back then, it wasn't really a lot going on. You either went to the movie theaters or that was it you're asking my teenage years mainly?
Just in general, what do you remember about Virginia and what do you like, what do you don't like, Chesterfield?
In that case, if you put it that way, I remember, there were some good things, where we lived at, a lot of stuff was walking distance. So Blockbuster, whenever we wanted to get movies, which that was something we always did, and we got video games, and then you had the best thing about that is you also had the ice cream store right next to them. You had Boosters. So we were able to go and get movies and get ice cream, and, on the weekends, when there wasn't no school, that was the thing to do. And we'd stay up all night, watching movies in the garage or playing video games to the point where you fall asleep and, you're still pushing the buttons. You still got the controller in your hand.
Yeah, it's, man, we used to love, like, GoldenEye was the big shit. I remember, what was that, like, party game? What was that party game we would play? Fusion Frenzy?
Yeah, Fusion Frenzy, yeah.
That was on, yeah. And just, like, speaking of Blockbuster, man, we used to kill Blockbuster. We had a couple hookups in there. I remember your dad used to get the hookup on a lot of good free deals and shit like that. But you were a fucking movie buff. We used to just take you to the, like, Blockbuster and point out movies, and you could always count out two actors in every fucking movie. Like, you just, I mean, for us, you know, Shan hate when you say that shit. But, like, for us, we had, like, HBO and Cinemax. So you kind of catch a movie when you catch it. So we've seen a bunch of movies, but not all the way through, or bits and fucking pieces of every fucking movie. So, like, what's the first movie that you really remember you really liking like that?
I don't really remember. I remember there was a movie I used to watch on, I think it was when Comcast Digital Cable came out, and they had the on-demand, I think Cinemax had it. It was a movie called Four Rooms. It was one of those Quentin Tarantino films.
Yeah.
And that movie, it was a comedy, and, you know, that one, for some reason, that movie stayed with me because not only how funny it was, but that movie, for some reason, when I was a kid, that made me, which I know is ridiculous, but it made me want to work at a hotel. Like, it made me
want to
be a bellhop.
Yeah. Some movies got that effect. Like, and just Blockbuster in general, like, I just wanted to work at Blockbuster so bad because it seemed like the coolest job in the 90s, mid-90s and shit. That shit was just like,
Oh, yeah. It
always brought so much joy to us, man, just going to Blockbuster and hanging out. It was really a good time, man. So, and tell us about, like, something of the fun we had in that house, because, like, for people that don't know, we were really blessed, you know, that, you know, our mom and shit had a job and your dad, you know, and we had a house in the front and another house in the back, but on top was an apartment, a two-bedroom apartment with kitchen, bathroom, shower, everything, and on the bottom was a garage, and that was, like, the party place. Like, we had a pool table, we had darts, we had all that shit. It was, like, really, really cool, man, for us to be blessed to have that. And we would just have so much fun because our mom worked overnight, so we always was in the garage watching movies. Or when nobody lived upstairs in the apartment, we'd be in the apartment watching movies or hanging out or just whatever. We just had to stay out the house because mommy was asleep. But, like, we just had a lot of fun, man. I remember, like, them putting me in a box and throwing me down the stairs in the house. And we would just slide down. Like, we had a toy box top. And we would slide down and shit like that. So, you know, what was your, like, fun memory that you remember? Because it was five of us kids. It was three girls, two boys. So, what was your, like, one of your fun memories about that house?
That's a tough one to answer. There was a lot of them in that house.
It ain't got to be your favorite. It was just, like, something you remember. Like,
something that I remember in that house. I would say, I think the best memory was just when our cousin Ronald, when we had to deal with him with
I remember we hit it from him. Yeah, and we went to the store for a minute to grab something. The next thing you know, we came back as soon as we get to the garage, we hear like, "Hey, fresh, 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 fres Van first came out, he fucking watched Shrek every morning when he woke up. This nigga watched Shrek. Like, it was hilarious, yo. It was fucking funny.
He was something with that. It's just like he would love to get tired of that. And then I remember he was so happy when they play. I don't know if you remember Rogius, that little fitness center we used to go to.
Yeah.
Yeah, they played it. They had a theater, like, they played it on a screen, like a projector, while everybody was in the pool. And he just went crazy over that.
Oh, yeah. I know he probably did, man, but Mookie, man, you have such a, like, smooth spirit and clean spirit, and I had a really fucking rough week. I almost had a rough weekend, but I just never really see you mad like that. Like, you just are really calm, and you really just enjoy life. You're a great person to be around. It's an honor to call you a brother, man. Where do you think you get your peace from? Like, just your peaceful being.
Well, I guess I would say it's just, I get my peace from just knowing that, I guess life is too short to be angry. And that's what I get it from.
Yeah. Hey, that's a plain and simple answer, man.
You know, like, I'm not promised the next day.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, especially, you know, being in the military, whether you active or not, just being gone in other places, it's just like, you know that. But it seemed like you knew that before then, man. It's just really, like I said, like, with the skateboard, with getting in the military, like, you was trying to get in, you couldn't get in, then you got in. It's just like, I just really admire, man, your spirit. I'm like, keep trying, and it was just refreshing. I really needed to see that over the weekend, man. So I really thank you for that, you know. I really do. I really do, man. Yeah, so you have to. So our family, like any other whatever, broke up, you know, and everybody kind of went their own separate ways and stuff like that. But, you know, I just really admire, man, that you still really fuck with me as a brother, you know, and shit like that. Because, you know, at a young age for you and mama, you know what I'm saying, meaning my sister mama, that's what we called her, you know, I was gone, and, you know, it made me feel bad for a long time, like, and even today and stuff like that, with relationships with sister or whatever, you know, it made me feel bad. But I really feel appreciative that, you know, you still really rock with me and you fuck with me, and it just means a lot. To it's an honor to, you know, be like in your presence and just to be a part of your life, man. It really is.
I hear you.
Yeah. It really is. I thank you for that, Mook.
Thank you as well.
What's next for you? Like, what are you into? What do you want to do next? What you got on your agenda?
Well, I just do another overseas tour, and then most likely come back to the States. I'm looking to go to California.
California, yeah. Oh, yeah. And going back to New York and stuff like that, like, because you're originally from New York. What do you love about New York?
I would say the pizza. Yeah, the pizza definitely, and the cheesecake. That's what I would say. Junior's cheesecake, to be precise.
Yes, sir. What's your funny memory or a good memory about New York that you remember?
I would say funny memory, well, was kind of funny, but not funny. Being with my grandma Linda, she passed away, but we were on a ferry. It was me and my sister, and I started. You know, I always wander off. Like, I'm an adventurous person, so I wandered off a little bit, and then she started freaking out, just like, you know, my mom would. And, you know, going crazy, like, asking around, like, where is he? Like, oh, and I mean, I went to the restroom, and then I just went to other areas of the boat, but I never, like, fell off of it or something. But she thought that was what happened.
Yeah, man, Grandma Linda. And you know what? That might be what it is, too, you know? It might be, like, her spirit, because she had a really good spirit, but, you know, she was just a beautiful spirit, and I really hope she knew that, because sometimes she would be sad. And, you know, depression is a real thing. I think it runs in our family and, like, for anybody dealing with stuff, man. You got to crawl out of that hole. And we fuck up sometimes. But we all need to lift ourselves up and know that it gets better and surround ourselves with good people. Because she was an angel. Like, that's how she was viewed from us, you know, like. We don't know what happened in the past and different things, but she was an angel to us, and she treated us good. And she had some bomb cream of wheat, just like Ronald said at her funeral. So her cream of wheat was the shit.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah. I don't know what the fuck. I know she used carnation milk. It's like milk in a can. But that shit was like, I want that every time we go there. That shit was good. Like, it was so good. Like, I don't know what the trick was, but it was good, man. She's a beautiful soul. Rest in peace, Grandma Linda, man, for real. And you got another grandma that is resting in peace, a beautiful soul. Give us a funny Grandma Diane story, man.
Grandma Diane, I mean, it's just, it's one is so many, but I would say, funny one with Grandma Diane is just her just beating everybody with the yardstick. You know, when we would stay over, when she was living in the garage, when, you know, parents were out at work, we'd have to go over there and she'd watch us. And, you know, with Grandma Diane, you know, you could act up. And then she'd be like, all right, you know, she'd go and get that big, long yardstick out of, like, a ruler. She hit you with that one time, that's it.
And that shit was so funny because she know we was going to run, but you can't fucking outrun a yardstick. So she would pop our fucking ass.
She'd be behind you, running after you in the neighborhood.
Yeah, yeah. She, I remember one time we was watching Sean, my friend Sean, when his mom was at work or something. He used to come over to our house. I remember one time she hit his ass with it too. That shit, anybody could get it.
Yeah, she didn't care about that, and literally anybody could, because even when my father met his new wife, and she had a daughter, and the daughter, you know, my stepsister got out of line, and even she would get hit.
Yeah, yo, man, we got so many funny stories, man. It's just like, it could go on for days and days and days, man, but I just, you know, I just...
Grandma Diane especially.
Oh, yeah. So, I just, you know, I don't know, man. I just wanted to talk to you and pick your brain before you go, and I want to build this podcast. I think it's going to grow into something great. I know it will. So, to have you on it when it's in its infancy and still growing is special, and I'm going to have you back on when this shit is really doing well and opening up to people on a live, when we do a live show or something, man, maybe in Virginia or some shit like that. I want you to be back and be like, damn, I remember when we did this little short interview, and now look where the fuck it got us, man. And you're going to be doing great things yourself. I know it, because you're a special being, man. Your energy is just different. It's special. You're never mad. Like, I never see you mad. Like, when the fucking last time that you got mad?
I mean, I don't know, like,
far
as, really angry. It's been a while. I mean, I have my frustrated moments, but at the same time, they're not like, my angry moments are just like, they're like mid-level. Like, I'm just like, yo, what the hell, man? But it's not like I'm really, like, I don't go off.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, man, you just got to keep that spirit, and, you know, I'm going to keep communicating with you when you go on your way. And, man, I'm just really proud of you, and I love you, Mook. I really do, man.
Love you, too. Boy, I know this will blow up. It'll blow up just like how you ended up blowing up coming to Georgia. You came there, you know, honestly, I would say you were a little fearless, too. I mean, you came to a whole other state fresh out of high school, like not even going there for college. You came there fresh out of high school, and look where you at now.
Yeah, it's a blessing, man, but it's nothing without the people around you. I could lose all this shit, today, but, you know, just seeing you this weekend and, you know, my wife and the family around me and our relationship with mommy is better than ever, and everybody just working on themselves. Everybody working on themselves, and this is really good, man. So everybody just got to remember to keep grinding, man, and don't worry about little shit that's going on. Just stay focused on the goal, and your religion should be your happiness, man. I really believe that. Like, you, anything that don't make you happy, you need to remove it, and everything that make you happy, you need to do more of that.
I agree with that, man.
Yeah, I didn't... I heard that from somebody, so I don't want to steal it, but I heard that, and I was like, I like that shit. That's a good one.
Firm believer, though.
Yeah, man. But, yeah, Mook, man, just thank you. Thank you for coming on again, and just thank you for everything, and when we hang up from here, I'll call you back, man. You got anything you want to say on this podcast? This shit going to be big one day, man.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah, man. Anytime, man, but... All right, I'll call you after we hang up, man. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
All right, peace.
All right, peace.